Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What's up? It's Juwan Mass, the Paranormal Poppy, and we are back with Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers.
Man, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy, Daylon Spread, a.k.a. the Bad Boy of Paranormal.
And I am the one, the only, the Marcus Harvey.
And don't forget, this has come straight from Discovery Plus, baby.
Man, now you know on this episode, we cover the urban legend that is known as Bigfoot.
Or big feet, because it could be multiple.
If it's plural.
Footsies.
Big footsies. Okay.
Big feet.
Big feet. Okay, gotcha. I'm with it.
You know what they say about a marsupial with big feet.
No, I didn't. What do they say? They got big socks.
Hey, they got big something. You know what? That's a rumor that we need to address.
Okay.
They think just because you got big feet.
What's up, shooting
you
weird,
why do you turn this podcast into filth every time we start?
Like, we can't have one episode where we just get through some, like, you got every dirty joke you have in your life.
I just run with the material y'all give me.
What other material? What you talking about? Big feet?
Yeah, we talking about Bigfoot.
Come on.
But we also get to talk to our brother from another mother.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Jack Osborne.
Our Frank Club homie, the good Jack Osborne.
Man. Y'all remember some of them clips we had with Jack on Fright Club, bro? Like, what was your favorite clip?
Yeah, one of my favorite was when we had the giraffe joint with your boy.
Shy Unique. Yeah.
Shouts out to Shy Unique.
Man, y'all remember when we was looking at, like, UFOs and, like, what they call, like, UAPs? Mm-hmm. Like, we learned different terms.
IUDs.
IUD?
Mm-hmm.
No, those aren't. Gosh.
It's definitely IUD.
Okay.
I believe it's IUD.
But, you know, what's even scarier and even more hilarious is the conversation that me and Jack have, man. I get to really sit down and talk to him about, like, his personal experiences mm-hmm. that shaped him into, you know, the young strapping lad that we know him as today in his show, Portals to Hell.
I grew up in the era of X-Files. I loved X-Files. Mm-hmm. I mean, I went on Korea Day at school when it was like, come to school dressed as what you want to be. I came dressed as a ufologist.
And I love it.
That was in like the sixth grade.
Yeah.
So like I definitely, it's weird how I kind of ended up in a, you know, similar space.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
So,
I didn't even know what a ufologist was in the sixth grade. You still don't know what a ufologist
is? I'm 39 and I still, what is that?
Hey, brother, I just nodded my head
yeah,
when he was talking.
Right?
Like, I'm like, yeah.
Ufologist-ish. Okay, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, I'm Presbyterian myself, brother.
I go to church every Thursday.
He said, is that a religion?
Is that a euphemism?
So on to our urban legend of Bigfoot. So where did it originate?
Well, the legend of Bigfoot, it goes back. I mean, way back.
Wait, but it did kind of originate in the U.S., though, right? Like, I've always heard or thought it was like the Northwest, mm-hmm. like up there by Canada.
Yeah. Right in between Canada and them, huh?
America's hat. Canada.
Canada.
Neighbor to the north. Neighbor the Canadians. To the north.
Right between. I think that is their. That's actually probably just where they settle. You know what I'm saying? That might be their retirement home.
Yeah. But the image of Bigfoot, also known as Sasquatch or Wildman, usually comes in the form of a large, tall, human-like creature. That sound familiar to y'all?
I've always wanted to see one. Like, I feel like we can't believe in ghosts and not believe in Bigfoot. But you do know that there was this guy, like, what was his name? I think he was like David Thompson or something, right? Mm-hmm. He was this British explorer. And they say he was the first one to, like, really capture some type of evidence of Bigfoot. It was in the early 1800s. He had, like, some big-ass footprints that he found.
Okay.
Hey. He was like, now, this ain't no pit bull.
But we've seen so many since then that it has been documented, bruh. I don't know. I believe there is Bigfoot. I'm just being honest, man. Because, you know, there can't be all these people saying that there's a Bigfoot and that and be wrong. You know what I'm saying? What you think? Because, I mean, you know, he does leave stuff behind, too. So, what y'all think?
It's interesting. I've often wondered, is it a he? Like, is it a male? Or maybe is it a she? I mean, like, I think we just got to get our pronoun together when we're talking about Bigfoot. Like, well, you never know.
If it's a female, it's Bigfoota. And if it's a male, it's Bigfoota.
It's Fitaya.
I'm following you. How do you think they identify?
Bigfoot left behind evidence and not just his footprints.
Oh, yeah?
What else? Leave? What else he leave, man?
Bigfoot shit.
What?
Big shit.
Bigfoot but, I mean, feces?
The world is Bigfoot's bathroom, if you think about it.
Hey, listen, we are in its way.
We in his way?
Yeah.
We at his house. But, you know, I've read that, like, Bigfoot has had, like, his shit examined by so many people. Although most can be connected to animals, we know some of his shit is his shit.
You just find random piles of doo-doo. You got to be like, is that human? Is that Sasquatch?
It just sounds like a shitty job.
Is that Rottweiler?
Like, it just sounds like a shitty job, bro. So they have to take all samples of all that, you know what I'm saying, and, like, differentiate. Because sometimes they actually see that it's actually a different animal that just had a, you know, a situation.
So some of you have even had your own experiences with Bigfoot. So here's Quinn White from Alaska telling us about the legend she grew up hearing.
So growing up in Anchorage, my Aunt Lindsay always told me the story of when she was a kid, her and one of her friends were doing something bad in the woods, okay? They were, like, in middle school, whatever. They were doing something naughty in the woods. And she always tells me about how she saw this big, hairy man who she could only assume to be Bigfoot, and that she knows that Bigfoot is real because she saw him. And quite honestly, I believe her.
Listen, man.
I'm just not here to judge anymore, guys. We search for ghosts on a regular basis. It's like, who am I to say that, like, Bigfoot doesn't exist? Aliens, like, all those things. I think cryptids are definitely real.
What about mermaids?
They could probably be out there, too. Do you have a fear of open water?
I don't. You know, I love water, bro. I have a fear of heights. It's like birds.
Airplanes?
Like flying roaches.
Okay.
All that type of stuff.
Got you.
Anything that can move fast and high.
Apparently you just listed animals that fly. So I'm like...
Thanks, Quinn, for sharing your Bigfoot story from the Alaska wilderness. Look, do you have a scary story that you want to share too? If so, go to ghostbrotherspodcast.com. Again, if you have a scary story that you want to share with us, please head on over to ghostbrotherspodcast.com. We would love to hear from you.
Go right now.
Right now. We want to hear from you. All right, y'all. But back to Bigfoot. I want to test your knowledge. See how much you guys really, really know about this illustrious creature.
Oh, I'm an encyclopedia. I'm definitely going to win this.
Okay, let's play a little game then. I got a little game for you. You ready, J-Maz?
I was born ready.
Gladiator number 2. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right. This is a simple yes or no answer. You got 50-50. Did the FBI have a file on Bigfoot?
Oh, hell yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I said hell yeah, though.
You said hell yeah.
So that's the better yes.
I said yes with an emphasis at the end. It was an exclamation point.
I said that too. Okay. I had an emphasis on
okay.
mine too.
Okay. Okay. I got you. Well, that's 100% correct. Ooh. Here, bonus point. Can you tell me in what year was this file introduced?
Yes, 1957.
Wow, Marcus. Okay.
That was right?
Hell no.
I was like, yo, hold on.
Hell no. You're absolutely wrong. It was the furthest from being correct. What about you, Juwan? We know it ain't 1957.
Let's go with 1973.
You were close. 1976. Definitely wasn't that bullshit Marcus said.
It was a 7, though.
I feel like you holding a grudge from the last loss you took, because that was a very tremendous loss to you.
All right, guys, here we go. Got one for you.
Okay.
What other names does Bigfoot go by?
Baby Bigfoot.
Sasquatch. Lamont.
Yeti.
I had a Yeti, too. As Sasquatch, Yeti,
Loch Ness Monster, Wild
Man. That's definitely not Loch Ness Monster. I got two. I only had two answers.
I got two answers.
No, he got Yeti. I'll take my one.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you. I wasn't keeping count. I heard Loch Ness Monster. Yeah.
You know, Loch Ness was definitely not the answer.
It definitely was not.
So he could have got minus points on that.
But I also said Wild Man. That's one. Yeti is one. Sasquatch, we both said.
Because right now, y'all are even. When did the name Bigfoot become a thing?
That'd be the 70s.
Okay. You said the 70s.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, Marcus. I am absolutely proud of you.
Let's go with the 50s, sir.
You said what?
50s. What is the correct answer?
The correct answer is the 1950s. Bigfoot became popular in the 1950s media and articles.
Yes, thank you.
It used to be called Forest Devils.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You got that misconstrued with the FBI file being filed in 76.
And, you know, the FBI typically be late to the game. So, you know, folks weren't snitching on Bigfoot early.
Come on, baby.
Man, I'm just going to tell y'all.
Come on, baby.
This is a travesty.
Well, you're losing. So you might as well get this last one right.
I'm only down one because we had a tie.
It's only one question left.
Watch how I get this one.
Okay.
All right. Here we go, guys. Last question. What is the full title of the 1972 movie that was based on Bigfoot?
Wow.
The Legend of What Creek?
Schitt's Creek.
Ooh, okay. I like where your head is. What about you, Marcus?
Robin's Creek.
Okay.
I hate you.
Okay. I definitely wouldn't have named it that bullshit either.
If it was your movie.
If it was my movie.
So we both wrong.
No, both of you guys are wrong. It is The Legend of Boggy Creek.
Really?
Now, with a score of the first question was a tie. The second question was a tie. The last question went to J Mass. So the winner is Jawanza.
Jawana Man.
Jawana Man Mass.
Yeah.
Great job, bro. You know your Bigfoot messages.
I know my Bigfoot.
You know your mans.
What?
All right, y'all. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to be with our boy, our brother from another mother, the one, the only, the notorious Jack Osborne.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back, everyone. It is time for our interview with the one and only Jack Osborne, Big J-O. Man, get into it, Daylon.
Yo, what's up, Jack? Jack Attack. Thanks for joining me, bro. Man, how you doing, man?
Good, how you doing? Man, miss you.
I know, right? Right? Like, our time apart is too far and in between, man.
It is. It really is, yeah.
Look, man, you're a brilliant TV personality. An amazing ghost hunter, and you're a dad of three with one on the way. Congratulations, man. And bro, you've been working in TV since 2001. That is a long time. That's like five lifetimes in TV land. But most recently, man, your project Portals to Hell, as well as our group project, the phenomenal show, Fright Club. But we'll talk about that more later. Tell me about some spooky stuff, man. When did you realize, Jack, that you were into, like, all things paranormal?
Yeah, I had this two really poignant experiences that I had growing up. One happened at our house in England, and the other happened at my parents' beach house. The house in England, my sister and I were home alone, and I was maybe 9 or 10. Yeah. My mom had to take my elder sister to school. Me and Kelly were homesick. And we heard, clear as day, someone walking down the hallway on the floor above us. And the floors are, it's an old house. The right. Floorboards are creaky. And it sounded like they were dragging their arm against the closets that lined the hallway. And the house was locked. The alarm was on. It was 7 a.m. And Kelly and I freaked out. And we nearly jumped out my parents' window because we thought there was we were being robbed or something.
Yeah. And
no one was in the house. My mom came home quickly. The house was locked unless someone somehow escaped through a window, but I was pretty damn sure that was something. And then The second thing was really poignant. My dad and I were at his beach house. We were kind of just vegging out, watching TV, laying in bed. And when we faced the TV, over to our right was the door to the bedroom. And there was a staircase that kind of wrapped around. So you could see someone walking either upstairs or going down to the kitchen. And we saw, both of us, a woman with long dark hair come walking down the stairs, round the corner, and then continue to go down.
No.
And we both sat up and looked, and we were like, my elder sister Amy has very long dark hair. And we're like, is Amy here? And he's like, no. I'm like, well, who was that? And I got up, went downstairs. No one was in the house. No one was there. And my dad, even him, was like, I don't know what that is. He was like freaked out.
Right, because it was
crystal clear we saw this person walking down the stairs.
That's interesting. You know what? I wasn't going to bring up your dad until later in the podcast, man. But since you brought him up, let me ask you an honest question. So with your father's history, you know, being referred to as the Prince of Darkness and all of this stuff, and what you know now from doing stuff like Portals to Hell and Fright Club, do you feel like your father could have potentially brought something home from one of his many travels? Or,
you know, what people don't know about my dad is that he has a very strong relationship with, you know, with a higher power.
Yeah.
He is very spiritual. you know, my dad has been in and out of recovery for 30 something years.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, through that process, you know, very, very much has a conscious contact, if you will.
Right.
You know, for my dad, I think a lot of it was theatrics. Mm-hmm. He never really got into the dark stuff. He's always been one to tell me, like, you know, don't go too hard into it, whatever it is you're doing.
Hmm.
So he, you know, I, if anything, the stuff that came into the house probably would have been brought in from my mom's antique collection.
Ah, that's my fair. That's fair. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But there was some, my dad had a bunch of like war relics for a while.
And yeah.
A bunch of, you know, stuff from like World War One and World War Two and all that. That stuff had kind of heavy vibes, you know, on it, you know, an old U.S. helmet, like riddled with bullet holes. You're like, well, someone right. was wearing this. Somebody and I got was. Shot.
Right, right. Now, it's interesting you say that the advice your dad told you, man, kind of about like walking that fine line, because I find myself like kind of walking that line now with our show Ghost Brothers, man. Like, before we started, we didn't have any background in paranormal. Like, we were just three brothers just trying to figure it out and just ask questions. Like, I remember them trying to actively give us, like, EMF detectors and equipment. And we're like, we don't know what this shit is. Like, get this out of my face. Like, I can't read these lights. Like, what is this? But, like, 6 years later, like, last week, we were with two witches. And we were drawing sigils and like all this different things. And it's just like where we've gone in these past 6 years,
yeah.
We find ourselves doing it. We do it because we know we're on television and there's people at home that want to know. And I've always looked at myself as that person that people can look to me for the truth. They can know that Dalen's not bullshitting and we can put him in a situation and he's going to be authentic and tell us what's really going on. But in trying to walk that truth, I find myself in really dark places.
Yeah. And it gets, man, it like, as you know, I mean, we've spoken about this.
Right.
It's not like we go to work talking about, like, all the great things that happen in humanity.
Right, we right.
Do, like, death, suicide, torture, like, just the worst aspects of, the human experience ultimately culminating with someone's death.
Right.
So it weighs on you. Like, after doing like 4 or 5 months on the road, I'm just like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Like, I just, like, give me something, give me some light.
So, I have a daughter now, man, you know, and she's 6 months. And, like, I'm horrified to potentially bring something home. Like, I never thought about it until I had my child. You know what I mean? Like, I before her, it was always just me, even with my wife, like, whatever. It's just like, we're good. But now, if I see my baby just kind of like, looking off into the distance, like, who the hell don't follow me to that? Like, I really get concerned at times, man. So you doing a show called Portals to Hell. It ain't Portals to Heaven. It ain't Portals to the good shit. Like, it's Portal to Hell. You're not afraid of potentially bringing something back to your space?
It definitely has come up. It does come up, and my fiance is very sensitive to things, and she sages our house and Palo Santo's our house. And it's like, get it out, get it out. And I have like all sorts of, you know, I have a little like, you know, cotton bag with all sorts of different cleansers in there that she likes me to use. I don't always, but it's, you know, occupational hazard, man.
Yeah. 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 And you could be doing way worse things. So I'm going to switch topics just a little bit, man. Bigfoot. So this whole episode is dedicated to the great Bigfoot, Sasquatch, all of that. What do you know, man? Do you have any, like, background history? You've traveled the world. So, like, what are your thoughts on Bigfoot?
I did a Bigfoot hunt. It hasn't come out yet. Did a special.
Wow.
We heard something.
Okay.
I don't know what.
Okay.
Heard. And played it to a couple like professional hunters, outdoorsmen, people who were like, yep, the closest thing it came to was like, they call them like a screaming red fox or a screaming fox, but they're not known to be in the area that I was in.
Okay.
So they're like, they're not in where I was. Right. So they're like, that's strange that it would be there. I think that Bigfoot could be an interdimensional being. I think Bigfoot could be an alien in some kind of spacesuit. I think Bigfoot could be some jackass in a suit running around the forest. I don't know, but this phenomenon keeps happening, and people who I've met and who are as sane as you or I, which isn't saying much,
right?
are convinced that, well, I had experiences which they cannot explain what it was that they saw.
Yeah, yeah. I remember being at Dragon Con in Atlanta. And that's where I learned a valuable lesson, man. Do not judge, because you too can be judged as well. I was sitting next to this gentleman, and he was the Bigfoot guy. And, you know, I was talking to him or whatever, and I was like, man, you really believe in Bigfoot? He was like, I 100% do. And I was like, man, get out of here. And he was like, dude, you get out of here. You believe in ghosts. So like, what are you talking about? And I was like, ah, touche, good sir. Now tell me about your big feet. And listen, man, he went down the line just breaking down to me for like an hour. We were just having like a real conversation. Bro, like, he blew my mind. So let me ask you this. So you've went and searched for Bigfoot. You hunt ghosts. Is there anything paranormal or cryptid or anything that you just don't believe in, that you're like, no, that's some bullshit?
I think mermaids.
Really? You go with mermaid?
I would never tell my daughter that.
Please though.
I don't necessarily believe in mermaids.
I got to stop you there. I'm very curious to why, because that's one that I wholeheartedly believe in. Like, I love the water, and just the fact that literally we've only touched like 20-30% of the world's oceans. Like, we don't even know what's out there. Like, in the deepest, darkest part of this water. Like, it could be anything. I don't think it's far-fetched that, like, it's some human fish-like creature living miles underneath the water.
Sea creatures and, like, weird, like, crazy things. Yep. Like, yes, believe in. But I think probably the classic depiction of a mermaid, like some... Right. Bodacious, you know, redhead.
Beautiful. With like, right. Definitely a redhead.
I'd be like, you know, I don't necessarily think that fish lady exists. Yeah. However, I do think that there are crazy, weird, you know, underwater creatures that we just don't know about. And like, who knows? Like, they know giant squids actually exist.
Right. Right.
There could be a megalodon down there somewhere.
Exactly. So I think what's dope about just you and your family in general, man, it seems that, like, you guys enjoy working together. Like, that's what's dope about the Ghost Brothers, man. Like, it's cool to, like, if one person had a TV show, but imagine if, like, all three of your best friends had a TV show together. Like, it's a different type of chemistry and energy. So how do you find yourself working with your mom and dad on the Osbournes Want to Believe?
So with working with my mom, like, her and I, we can go like 12 hours all day, like crank it out, whatever. My dad, we literally get for like, we shoot those episodes sometimes in like 19 minutes.
Really?
We have. Yeah. Like, it's like, hey, the clock is ticking. Usually we try and pad for like 3 hours an episode, but it's like we hit the ground running. And if he's bored or if it's not moving fast, and sometimes if he's just like, I'm over it, he literally just gets up and walks out.
Yeah.
And we've lost.
Yeah.
We're like, because for my dad, it's like, and I always say, I'm like, dude, I was like, why? And he's like, I always say, like, why do you want to do TV? I was like, what you would get paid to do, you know, an entire season is like half of what you get to do half a gig.
Right.
Like,
right.
It's not even worth it. Like, right. The time, like the price of his hour, I'm like, whatever. So he, she's like, oh, it's fun. And it really, for my dad, he loved it over COVID because it gave him something to look forward to.
Yep.
He was showing him stuff he would never see otherwise. Yep. And he became a full-on UFO buff.
Really?
Big time. Like, sending me clips and stuff that he was finding. Like, you know, we made a full believer out of him. He's like, ghost stuff, I think he's a bit, but the UFOs and aliens.
Yeah. I was going to ask, do you feel like your parents would ever come on over to the paranormal, ghost, spiritual side?
You know, it's funny. My mom is more of like she'll say, oh no, nothing happens when you die. But then she'll proceed to tell you that she's had two out of body experiences.
Really?
Which like, yeah. Like one time when she was a kid, she had like a really bad, bad flu, like crazy fever, like kind of thing. And she was like watching herself in bed as she was like essentially like dying from the flu.
Wow.
And then another time she flatlined on an operating table. And she literally full out of body. She says she was like looking down at herself while the doctors were like scrambling to try and like bring her back to life. And they were like hitting her with like all the drugs, and the paddles. And the doctor was saying to her, the doctor was like saying out loud, don't die. I'll do anything. Please don't die. Anything you want. Don't die. Literally like begging my mom not to die. And when she went into the recovery room, and she said, well, what are you going to get me? You said that I would give you anything, would get me anything I wanted.
Right.
And this doctor's like jaw hit the ground. And like, he's like, How'd you hear that?
Right.
And she's like, I literally saw you. And he was like, the doctor like freaked out.
That's insane. Because technically she was gone. To him, she was gone.
Yeah. She had like flatlined.
I believe that wholeheartedly, man. So what else do you have going for you, man? I know you got, you know, Portals to Hell, the show with your parents. You got, you know, Fright Club. What else are we working on?
We got a ton of stuff in development. Trying to not be on the road as much.
Yeah.
With the baby coming.
Congratulations.
And working on my dad's biopic, which is
solid.
Doing that with Sony. So that'll come out who knows when.
Hey, listen, man. If you need three black guys, we can play anybody. Anybody you need. You can put us in the band, whatever you need, man. We there, baby. Jack, man, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for your time, man. I know you're busy, man. And congratulations, like I said, on the new baby coming, man. That's awesome, bro. Yeah, man. And I hope to see you really soon, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, we got to get together soon.
Yeah, man. Bro, it's dope working with Jack, man. I think it's cool that, like, the journey of Ghost Brothers is like a lot of people that we grew up on have some kind of way shown up back in our Ghost Brothers path, from television shows that we used to watch as kids and like those stars being fans of Ghost Brothers. And just to be working with Jack, man, is dope, man. I remember watching him growing up back in the day, him and his family. They like OG reality stars.
That was the first thing I kind of noticed. I was like, when I found out that like, yo, we're similar in age, I was watching you, but you were my peer. But to your point, I think we have really connected with some of our heroes that we watched growing up.
I mean, we've had an amazing time, even with Fright Club, man. Just the chemistry that all of us have together. I rock with Jack, man. I really rock with him, man. He's cool.
And congrats to having baby number four on the way, Jack.
Hey, man. That man put in work.
Hey, man. On and off the camera. Hey, hello.
He got like 25 shows, too, don't he?
Hey, man. Jack is out here doing his thing, man. We love you, Jack, man. All right, y'all. This is all we got for you, listeners. That's all we got for you today. But remember, if you want to hear your creepy story on this podcast, just go ahead and record that little voice memo and send it on over to ghostbrotherspodcast.com. We want to hear all your spooky, ghostly, and paranormal experiences. And trust me, there is no story too crazy for us. Mm-hmm. Send it on in, ghostbrotherspodcast.com.
And while you're doing that, please be smart and helpful and loving, and give us a 5-star review. 5-star. 5-star.
That is a wrap for this episode of Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers.
See you next week. Ciao. See you next week.
Hey, man, stay safe, stay peaceful, and don't meet us there.
Beat us there. Next week. And 5-star.
Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers is produced by Neon Hum Media for Discovery Plus. For Discovery Plus, our executive producer is Marissa Lucy. For Neon Hum, our executive producer is Shower Morris. Our lead producer is Crystal Genesis. Our associate producer is Chloe Chobel. Our production manager is Samantha Allison. Music by Asha Ivanovich. Concept by Odelia Rubin and Shower Morris. And our show is engineered by Mark Bush and Lila Williams.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.